Podcast.
Have you heard of the new musical 44 starring our guest as Michelle Obama?
When they asked me to do it, to play Michelle Obama, I was honored.
But she has been receiving honors for her singing and making people smile since she was 14. It wasn't her first song, but admit it, it's the one you're probably still singing right now.
But when I Love Your Smile hit, that's when I was like, wow, like blown away.
Singing, acting, and yes, making you smile.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Shanice, and you'll see me soon on The Pulse.
Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. Every week, people who are doing cool things, they've got great careers, but even better than that, they've got great personalities and stories to share. And our guest today, of course, fits into that category, and I've been singing at least one of her songs all day. Shanice, the Shanice, Michelle Obama now, all kinds of things, joins us on The Pulse. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so honored to be a part of your show today.
I appreciate you taking time. I know you're moving all over. You were just in Philly and getting rehearsals for the show.
And I'll be back in Philly so for the show. We're here rehearsing for our run. We're going to be in Philly on October 30th. So we're here rehearsing for the shows coming up.
Well, since we jump right into that, so you're rehearsing. So let's just start there. This is kind of a cool role, right? Playing Michelle Obama, 44, coming here to Philly.
It is. I'm having the time of my life. And when they asked me to do it, to play Michelle Obama, I was honored. You know, it was an honor to do it, but I was so nervous because she's such an amazing woman. And, you know, I look up to her and I'm like, can I really pull this off? Like, you know, and I'm so glad that I'm doing the show because we've been getting great reviews. And we did New York, we did Chicago, we've done LA, and now we'll be in Philly. So I'm really excited. I'm from Pennsylvania, I'm from Pittsburgh. So, you know, I'll be in my home state, so I'm really excited about it.
It's an interesting, I mean, I haven't seen the show yet, with yet being the key word, but it's interesting you say that it can be a little nerve-wracking. You know, kind of expand on that, because this is a powerful person that you're now bringing to the stage.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, when they first asked me to do it, you know, I felt like, oh my gosh, do I have to imitate her? Do I have to walk like her, talk like her? And then I said, you know what? I'm going to take that pressure off myself. And I just want to play a woman who is strong, who supports her husband, who's a great mother, you know? And that's why, because I was mentally freaking myself out. Because I'm like, I need to be her. I need to walk like her, talk like her, look like her, you know? And I took that pressure off of me. And once I did that, it really worked. And I've had people after the show saying, oh my gosh, I really thought Michelle Obama was standing on that stage. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But when I tell you, the entire cast is amazing. I've done a lot of things. I've done Broadway. I was Eponine in Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of things in my career, but this is definitely one of the best, one of the highlights for me. Like, I'm having so much fun. And I feel like it's needed right now because of where we are and what's going on in the world, all the chaos. And there's a lot of comedy. I don't know if you know that, but there's a lot of great singing, dancing. There's drama, but there's also comedy. And I feel like right now we need, you know, something to kind of uplift our spirits, to make us laugh and just have a good time.
Have they seen it yet? First lady, former first lady.
They haven't seen it, but a lot of people, a lot of their friends and just a lot of people that know them have seen it. So they've heard about it. We just got to get them there.
Right. Can't wait for that to happen. And then you have to come back with us and tell that story about what it's like. I feel like that's going to be such a moment just because of who I imagine they are as people.
The songs are so catchy. I guarantee you, once they see it, they're going to be singing those songs in their heads because the songs are so catchy.
So it's 44 Live, and we're going to expand on talking to you. But 44 Live, October 30th, 29th, actually, is the first day coming into Philly, the Susan Roberts Theater. Obviously, mm-hmm. you're playing Michelle Obama. A few yes. days, but people need to get those tickets because it's not a lot of days.
Yes, yes. We're there from the 30th to November 3rd. So get your tickets now. I heard they're selling. So, like, get it now before we sell out.
Got to do that. Let's backpedal a little bit because your background, how did you get into this? Like, so many people know you, I guess, originally from some of your music, and then it's been a journey. But you got into entertainment really young.
Yeah, I started singing melodies when I was 7 months. My mom is a singer. I come from a musical family. And my dad used to play guitar to my mom's stomach. So when I came out, after she gave birth, I was 7 months singing Tell Me Something Good by Chaka Khan. Like, I couldn't talk, but I could sing the melodies. And so at the age of 3, my mom put me on stage with her for the first time. I fell in love with it. And at the age of 8 years old, we got on the Greyhound bus and moved from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to California because my mom wanted to, you know, pursue her music, her singing. And then she was in a group with my aunt, her sister. And when we got to California, I told them, I said, I want to sing too. Like, don't leave me out. I want to sing. And they got me an agent, a commercial agent. I went on my first audition and I booked it. And it was to Scat with Ella Fitzgerald. I did a commercial with Ella at 8 years old. I was scatting with Ella. So that was like the beginning of it. And then I did Star Search. I won on Star Search at 11. And then I also did a musical called Get Happy. And the musical was about the music of Harold Arlen. He wrote Somewhere Over the Rainbow and all the Wizard of Oz songs. And John McClane, who was at A&M Records at the time, he's now over Michael Jackson's estate. He heard me singing at 11 years old and signed me to A&M Records when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
So I got my deal at 11. My first album came out at 14 because it was so hard to find songs for an 11-year-old. A lot of the songs were, you know, too mature. You know, it was hard. So I didn't come out till I was 14 years old. And that was before I Love Your Smile. So I had an album called Discovery on A&M Records a few years before I Love Your Smile came out. So
okay, I love that. You're too young to sing certain songs at 11. But 14, let's go ahead and go with
14,
it.
We finally got it right. My voice started to change. And then they put me in a studio with a producer named Brian Loren. And Brian Loren did the whole album. But I want to say this really fast. Mm-hmm. Tina Marie was a part of that album that I did when I was 11. So my first producer I worked with in the studio was Tina.
Wow.
Tina Marie.
Okay. So this was from baby. You were all into this and had big names in your life and kind of walking that journey towards performing and always knew you wanted to do it. Was it I Love Your Smile when you realized I'm doing this now, or did you feel that beforehand?
You know what? I felt that when I put out my first album when I was 14, because I think one of Can You Dance, we went number one, I think, on the R&B chart. And I got to travel the world when I was 14. I was in Japan and Europe, and I kind of felt like, wow, this is really, like, my dreams are really coming true right now. So I kind of felt it then. So I felt it before I Love Your Smile, but when I Love Your Smile hit, that's when I was like, wow, like, blown away, just super excited, Grammy nominated. I've always wanted to be win a Grammy, and you know, so it was a really fun time for me.
But still really young for that level of success. What was that like? Because we hear all these stories and we kind of interview different people who have this amazing success. They're, to us, living a fairy tale.
Yeah.
But they're teenagers now, kind of all out there.
For me, my story, I love my family. I have an amazing family. So, you know, my grandmother was my tour manager. My mom was my aunt. Like, I had family around me the whole time. And so I had, you know, a good support system. It was so much fun. Like, I've never been around, like, drugs and you know, I've never had negativity around me. Everything's always been, like, positive. And even, like, one of my dancers, he's also one of my best friends. He traveled with me and on the road would pray with me and just keep me laughing. And we just had, when I tell you, we just had so much fun. Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel like it was work. I felt like I was just, you know, I always wanted to do it, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So you had the appropriate support staff, family group in place. It's always, it's so interesting how different the stories are. We, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke with Johnny Gill. We had some of the guys from New Edition on before, and they also, I know, right? They also were into it very early, but it's a very different experience because they didn't have that. So it was just coming at them, you know, a mile a minute, and he didn't know how to handle it.
Right, so, right. Yeah, my story is a little different. My family was very protective. So I was protected.
Listen, that sounds like a really good thing. Now, in looking through this, so what, 8 years old, you're singing with Ella Fitzgerald. 11 years old, you win Star Search. You're Grammy nominated, still, you know, Grammys as a teen. You could argue that your life was kind of this fairy tale. And I was telling you, we had your husband on with us when they were touring with New Jack City. And he tells this story about you guys and this fairy tale and finding out we were friends and then we were soulmates. Do you ever feel that? Like you're living this fairy tale?
Well, my life, well, yeah, but meeting Flex was definitely a fairy tale for me, you know, but my life, you know, I've had my ups and downs, sure. You know, in life. It wasn't all like, you know, like a fairy tale, should I say. Even in our marriage, you know, we had everything, we lost everything, we built it back up, you know, so I know what it's like to feel pain and to go through some things, you know.
Yeah. Well, and you guys did that.
My career, I've had in the industry, you know, I won the, you know, I had the Grammy nominations and all that. And then there was a period where things kind of, you know, slowed down for a minute. And then things, you know, started picking back up. So I've had my ups and downs.
You talk about those ups and downs, and I talk about the fairy tale. But when you were doing the ups and downs, you did it very publicly. You guys had a reality show where people were experiencing all of those ups and downs.
Yes.
That seems like a lot. And even now you go, yes. Looking
but
back
you know what,
on
the
that.
The show was actually my idea. I wanted to do a show. I wanted to do a show before we went through our hard times. I love reality TV. My husband did not want to do it. He's like, no, he's like, I'm an actor. People are not going to take me serious again as an actor. They're going to just think I'm a reality star and that's it. And then when we kind of lost everything, my husband said, you know what? I think now we have a story to tell. I think we should do it. And in the beginning, I was very nervous about it because I said, people are going to judge me. They're going to laugh, you know, make fun of us. And then after the show aired, I got so many emails and like DMs from people saying, thank you for sharing that story because I'm going through the same thing right now. You know, even like people in the industry was reaching out to me saying, I'm dealing with this same exact thing. Thank you so much for telling me. And I said, okay, I'm glad, you know, I see like sometimes we go through things so that we can help others. And I felt like our show helped a lot of people. I had a woman that was at church and I had a lady tell me her and her husband lost everything. And she cried on my shoulders. And she told me they were about to commit suicide.
Wow.
And they watched our show and that show saved their lives because they saw how as a family, how we came together and how we, you know, made it work.
I feel like that can be, and one of the things I enjoy about this show is talking to people like yourself and getting a chance to have a little bit more time with them, is I do feel like it lets people understand that, you know, you see the glory but don't always know the story, as a mentor of mine used to say all the time. And so when I watch reality TV shows, even like yours, I'm going, wow, like, why? But then when you talk about it, it really does impact people's lives. That has to feel good.
Yeah, that felt really good when the lady at the church shared that story and all the DMs that I was receiving was just all positive.
Okay, so no regrets living such a public life.
No, I'm an open book. I have nothing to hide.
Okay, So we've got the 44 live. Like that's what you're working on. You've continued to make music. You're just singing in Philly, what, yesterday? A couple days ago.
This is Philly yesterday, and now I'm here talking to you.
Continuing to do that.
I'm actually about to start working on new music. I know this might be too early to talk about it publicly, but I'm about to do some songs with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. And so next year I'm definitely putting out a whole album for sure.
So you still love this? You still like the music, the performing, the whole nine?
I love it. It doesn't, for some reason, it never gets old. Like even when I Love Your Smile comes on the radio, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, Chris Brown did Undecided. I was like, you know, it's all still very exciting to me. I walk into a mall and I Love Your Smile is playing in the mall. Or I'm like, I was at the dentist one time and I Love Your Smile was playing in the dentist's office. And I was like, that's me. So
even with this level of success, it still makes you that kind of happy when the songs come on.
Yes, I still get excited.
Okay. Again, that's another one of those. You have some people who are, I don't care. Like, I love my song. Like, I hope you love the songs I sing too. And there's other people who are like, no, I don't want to sing that song again.
No, I appreciate that song. Because of that song, I'm still able to travel the world and, you know, I'm still living out my dream. So I'm so appreciative of that song.
You were in turning and I guess a little bit more serious. You're also an advocate. You talk about mental health. You talk about trying to keep people positive and informed and helping people through different situations. But you went through a medical situation yourself. It's been several months now when you were dealing with breast cancer. And we have actually a coworker right now here who just had the surgery. And is recovering and coming back. It was very important to her to talk about it publicly. And again, kind of with the same thing you're talking about, reality TV, let people understand that experience. But that's something else that you felt like, I'm going to go ahead and let people see that these are things we can overcome.
Yes. I posted something on my Instagram and kind of told my story. Thank God, I made it through.
Yeah.
You know, it's important for everyone to get their mammograms and their, you know, ultrasounds. And, you know, I'm so thankful I went to the doctor when I did because I caught it really early. And thank God, you know, I'm good. So.
And we get the pleasure of continuing to see you do the things that make so many people smile.
Yes.
All right. So tell us. Give us the overview. We talked a little bit about your role as Michelle Obama. Give us the overview of what we're going to see when 44 Live makes its way to Philadelphia.
What you're going to see is, I love Michelle and Barack, we never get to see like them as a couple, like their like love story, like, you know, so I like that it shows like, it plays, we were playing the more human side. Like you see the more romantic side and you're going to hear some great, when I tell you, great singing in this show, catchy songs. You're going to go home singing the songs in your, it's going to be in your head. The show makes you want to laugh. It makes you want to cry. It makes you want to dance. It makes you want to sing. It's so good. And our cast, like everybody, we have a Mitch McConnell character. We have a Sarah Palin. We have some funny characters. We have Joe Biden. Of course, we have Barack. We have Hillary Clinton. And it's so funny.
It feels like, I mean, obviously, I'm just meeting you, but it feels like your whole energy is loving this, loving singing, loving playing the roles, appreciating the opportunities. Like, and I talked about Fairy Tale, and obviously we've touched on the fact that there are ups and downs, but you just seem like somebody who is the, in quotes, living my best life person.
No, I am. I am living my best life. I'm having so much fun. And to be a part of a cast where everyone loves each other, everyone gets along, we all support each other, and it's just been great. I started in theater. I want to say this. I forgot to mention this. When I was 8 years old, when I first moved to California, I used to go to this school called Inner City.
Okay.
And it was like a school for the arts. So I used to learn dancing, singing, acting, all of it. And Chip Fields was Kim Fields' mom. She taught me how to act. So she put me in a stage play when I was like 8 or 9 years old with Kim Fields, Malcolm Jamal Warner. I mean, this was before the Cosby Show, before all of that. And so to be back on stage doing theater again, it's just great because that's kind of where I started, you know, in theater.
You mentioned very casually, and I just kind of brought it up, talking about your role on Broadway and Les Mis, what have you. Even then, you were making history, though, right? Because you were the first.
Yeah, because prior to me joining the show, I was the first African-American to play Eponine in Les Miserables. So, yeah.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
Making history. A couple of things, and we're going to go ahead and wrap up, but a couple of things we focus on the Pulse, and we talked about give people the opportunity. You started touching on it, but why community, charity, advocacy is so important to you?
I think community and charity and advocacy is important to me because we're all in this together. I just feel like that people need to know that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, whatever you're going through, whether it be cancer or whether it be, you know, being homeless or, you know, when you hear that, oh yeah, I've gone through the same thing and let's help each other, you know, we can get a lot further by speaking publicly about things because, you know, it might save someone's life. So I think it's important to get out and reach the people and let them know that you're not alone.
And then finally, we end every episode of The Pulse. The theme of the show is Use Your Voice for Good. We ask everybody to end with, what does the concept of Use Your Voice for Good mean to you?
Use your voice for good. Oh my gosh. I've always tried to use my voice for good through my music. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always careful about what I sing about, because I know people are listening and I like to uplift people's spirits because somebody could be going through depression or something like that. And I've had people tell me, you know, I was super depressed and I put on I Love Your Smile and that just uplifted my spirits. So that's how I like to use my voice for good, through my music.
I love you for that. We thank you for that. Fun fact, I have a about to be 2-year-old niece. Took her shopping this weekend. She was looking all through the store and posted on social media today to I Love Your Smile, because that's how I wanted to start my day in posting it, because it did exactly what you just said. Just made you smile, made you happy, and hopefully did that to other people who got a chance to see it. So thank you.
Thank you. Because without your support, I couldn't do what I'm doing. So thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you. I'm going to go back to all my coworkers going, Bill, you've been singing this song all day. And I'm going to keep singing it. Right?
Thank you.
Shanice, 44 Live, coming to Philadelphia, the Susan Roberts Theater, playing Michelle Obama October 30th through November 3rd. Tickets are available, but they're not going to be for long. So we encourage you to get those tickets. It will sell out. You might even be in there in the crowd with Barack and Michelle.
Never know. You never know.
Listen to me dropping names like I know them. Mr. President and Ms. First Lady, with all due respect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Guys, thanks so much for listening to The Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today with actress and singer, Shanice. I know I can't sing, and I don't even care. That's just one of those songs that you're going to try to sing, even if you completely lack talent like I do. Because I love your smile. I like it. I like it a lot. She's got Saving Forever for You. A whole bunch of songs that once you hear them, I guarantee you, those of you listening to the podcast right now are going to be singing those songs throughout the rest of the day till somebody's like, can stop. It's been enough. I love your smile too. That's enough. Appreciate you. Do me a favor. Hit like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is you need to do so you get a notification every time another episode of The Pulse is available. Every week, you can hit me up on social media at Bill A. Fox 29. And now the Fox Local app is finally in app stores on Apple and Android. So download to your phone, tablet, whatever, and you can watch all of our episodes on the go at your fingertips. Thank you again for listening, and I leave you today as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good, and have a good one, because we love your smile.